9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Discussing everything about the afterlife and spirit world.
Hey, 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 guys, and welcome to another episode of Life After Life with me, Sandy Byrne. So today I want to talk a little bit about mediumship readings for a change. But in particular, I want to talk about when people that you weren't expecting to pop in do pop into the reading, okay? This is actually very common, okay? But it can sometimes throw people's energy at the beginning of a reading, okay? So, you know, people, yourself, myself, you know, we'll all book a reading with a particular person in mind, obviously. We come because we want to chat to somebody. We want to know, are they okay? Therefore, they're the only person that we're thinking of when we go in for a reading, okay? We've got them, like we've got a one-track mind, you know, I want you to come through Mammy, Granddad, you know, whoever, Uncle Jack, whoever it might be. And you're not necessarily thinking about other people. But then you can go into a reading, okay, and your medium will start talking about someone that you don't immediately recognize, okay? Or maybe even the medium, myself included, might start talking about someone that you do recognize, but it's not the person that you are looking for the connection with today, okay? And I know this immediately, okay, because the energy drops like a stone, okay, because straight away the person that I'm reading for tends to, you know, they start thinking that maybe the person that they want to talk to isn't going to come through, or they're thinking that I'm a useless medium, okay, and that I'm not reading them correctly or whatever, okay, and that's why I wanted to bring up this topic today, okay. You know, meeting a loved one and arranging to meet a loved one, it's the same as arranging to meet someone in real life, okay? So say if you and I arranged to meet tomorrow for lunch, okay? And we said we'll meet at a particular restaurant or whatever, okay? When you arrive at that restaurant, I probably won't be the first person that you're going to meet there, okay? You'll meet the host who'll ask you if you've booked a table or if you're meeting someone. You might be making your way to our table and then you might bump into someone that you know from work or someone you remember from school or whatever. Like, that's life. You'd bump into people, you know, when you least expect it. And that's also the way that it can happen sometimes in a mediumship reading. Okay? Now, I totally get it. You know, you come to a reading and you're thinking, you know, I want to speak to my mother or my granddad or my brother or daughter or whatever it might be. Okay. But what if there are other people who want to take the opportunity to say a quick hello to you? Okay. Does that mean that you're not going to meet the person that you want to meet? Absolutely not. Okay. There is, however, a reason why others may come through to greet you first. Okay, so it's important that you have patience. Okay, so, you know, anyone who comes for a mediumship reading, they come because they're grieving, you know, because they're missing someone. And they want to know if this person is okay in the spirit world. They want to know if they're alone or if they've been reunited with other people, you know, if they're being looked after and all this kind of stuff. Okay, so, you know, don't think that your other loved ones in spirit aren't aware that you're here and that you're hurting right now. Okay, because, you know, so many times I've had loved ones pop in, okay, and they might be in spirit a long time. And sometimes the people that I'm reading for don't even have memories of them because they may have passed over when they were much younger or even before they were born. Okay. But, you know, does that mean that they don't know you? No, it doesn't. Okay, they know the bones of you. And they want you to know that they're not leaving you alone to deal with this hurt, you know, with this life change, with this grief. They're not leaving you to cope on your own. Okay, they want you to know that they're aware of what's going on for you and that they're sending you love and support from the spirit world. You know, isn't that what we're always looking for from spirit? You know, we're always asking them for support and guidance, you know, a little bit of advice sometimes maybe, okay? And this is what they're trying to do. Okay, our energy isn't always open, you know, to connecting with spirit. I keep talking about the fact that we're so busy in life and that we've so much going on that, you know, we don't always allow spirit energy or, you know, room to come into our energy to connect with us. So therefore, when you set aside this time for a mediumship reading, for this connection to spirit, then you're going to get all of them coming in, okay? And I've said this before, you know, it's like Whoopi Goldberg in the film Ghost. Yeah, I was going to call it Spirit. You know that film with Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg from, I don't know, was it 1989 or 1990? It's a very old movie anyway. And, you know, when Whoopi's playing a medium, but when she actually starts to really connect with spirit, they all come in. Because then she starts to give them room. She starts to believe in it. And then they all start to come in. Okay, I mean, I can tell straight away when I'm reading for someone that maybe was a nurse or a doctor or a carer of some sort, because there's so many people around them, okay? Especially hospice nurses, okay? Because like they've been with people right up to the end, and so many of them come back to just say thanks, okay? They don't take over the reading. They just come and say thank you. And it's just the most beautiful experience, you know, to bring these two souls back together again. Okay. Now, there's another reason why it's important that, you know, sometimes that these energies show themselves first. Okay. And that's because of energy. Okay. And I've said it before a million times and I'll say it again a million times. Everything comes down to energy. Okay. Lots of people come for readings in the early days after a loss. Okay. Now, personally, I always advise waiting at least 3 months after a passing. Okay. Before you try to connect with somebody. And that's both to allow the energy of the person to build up in the spirit world and also allow them time to come to terms with the change that they're going through. Okay. Now, I do have an old video on my YouTube channel which explains this in more detail. So I'll put the link to that in the description box attached to this podcast here, wherever you're listening to it. Okay. And I've also spoken in detail in the past about, you know, the passage of time in spirit world. Okay. And, you know, in short, okay, if we take, you know, rule of thumb, a month in earth time is like a day in spirit time. Okay, time passes very quickly for those in spirit. Therefore, 3 months in earth time is just 3 days in spirit time. Okay, not a lot of time for them to come to terms with what has happened to them, you know, to acclimatize to their new life in the spirit world. Like they have a lot going on and a lot to deal with. So, you know, this is part of the reason why I ask people to just wait that little bit of time. Okay, it's also for your own energy as well. Okay, but if you do come for a reading 3 months after losing a loved one, okay, for them, they've only had 3 days to come to terms with what's happened to them. Now, in most cases, this is adequate time, okay, but we have to be realistic. Okay, if your loved one was ill, for example, before they left this earthly life, okay, maybe they had cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, you know, any kind of condition which saw them deteriorate either physically or mentally, you know, especially over an extended period of time, you know, then they're going to be exhausted before they ever leave here and reach the spirit world. Okay, they'll have spent all of their energy fighting illness. And, you know, when they arrive in the spirit world, they need to rest, they need to recuperate, they need to build their energy back up. And, you know, we're asking them then, you know, immediately to come and talk to us. You know, it's fine that we do. I'm not saying you shouldn't. This is human nature. We want to connect with them. We want to maintain that connection. We want them to know that we miss them. Okay, we want to say sorry. Maybe we didn't get to say goodbye. Maybe we didn't make it on time. You know, maybe we got caught in traffic and didn't get to the hospital or whatever the case might be. Okay. We might not have got to have that last conversation. There's a million reasons why you're going to want to talk to somebody. Okay. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just asking you to be realistic and bear in mind that their energy might not be as high as we would like it to be. Okay. And if you think about it, Like, imagine how much energy it takes for spirit to come through from spirit to chat to us. Okay, they have to open the energy and then communicate in a completely different way than we do here on Earth. You know, when I'm trying to explain this to people, I always use the example of a big hand. You know, imagine if a big hand came down out of the sky and it picked you up. You know, like one of those machines where you can win teddy bears in the arcades. And it's like this big metal hand that picks the teddy bear up and drops it into the slot, you know, if you win. So if you imagine a big hand like that coming down out of the sky and picking you up by the scruff of the neck and dropping you in the middle of Siberia where nobody spoke English, you know, or whatever language your first language is, you know, would you be able to communicate effectively and meaningfully with them after just 3 days? No, you wouldn't. None of us would. Okay, it's just not possible. You know, in that case, we'd be using body language, we'd be drawing things out or whatever, okay? And this is why our loved ones in spirit will rally around the person that we're looking to connect with, okay? They'll lift them up, okay? So any loved one that has been in spirit longer than the person that you were looking for, they will help them. They'll open the energy for them. They'll help them to communicate. They'll give them energy so that they can stay and chat, you know, more than just 5 minutes that they might be able to manage just on their own. Okay, so the loved ones that supported you here in life will also be there to support you in death. Okay, so when you have another energy or an unexpected energy step forward first, they are likely just opening the energy and clearing the way for the person you really wanted to connect with at that time. Okay, so don't let this unexpected guest throw your energy. That's not what they're trying to do. Okay, it's not a surprise, it's me. They're just trying to, you know, open up the energy. But also the presence of these people, it's also evidence or validation for you that your loved one isn't on their own in the spirit world, okay? This is their way of letting you know that they are being cared for and that they've been reunited with their family and friends, you know, who went to spirit before them, okay? I know it's complicated, but I just want you to understand that there's a reason for this, okay? First, I want to point out that I've used the example here of someone whose energy was depleted by illness before they left the physical world, okay? But this isn't the only case where a loved one will need some support. Now, maybe, you know, maybe there was a traumatic passing, you know, an accident or death by suicide, for example. You know, and yes, you know, I know that in these cases, people aren't ill before they leave, not physically anyway. But they're still having to come to terms with the circumstances of their passing. Okay, so therefore there's no guarantee that just because that they weren't ill before they crossed over, that their energy will, you know, very quickly be vibrating highly. You know, emotional trauma can be every bit, you know, if not more debilitating than physical illness. And therefore they may also be relying on the spirits around them to help them to make connection with you. Okay, so it's not just the people who are physically ill before they left. There's a lot of reasons why this might happen. And you know, no medium will guarantee you a connection to any particular person in spirit, okay? All a medium can guarantee you is a connection to spirit. So it doesn't happen often, but it can happen that we will connect to several people in spirit, but not the person that you had on your mind when you came for the reading, okay? And this is why mediums ask you to be open to anyone coming through. Okay, you have to be open to spirit, not just one particular spirit, but any spirit. Okay, be open, you know, welcome them with open arms. We don't have to sit and chat to them for hours. You know, and you sitting there disappointed, you know, and allowing your energy to drop, that will just make the chances of a meaningful connection, you know, even less likely. So, you know, if your granddad who passed when you were 3 years old comes through, you know, welcome him. Listen to what he's saying to you. But do make the medium aware that while you appreciate this connection, that this isn't who you had in mind when you booked your reading. Okay? And in this case, and I can only speak for myself, but, you know, I'm sure the mediums work the same. But, you know, in this case, I will say hello to Grandad and I'll allow you to say hello to Grandad or whoever comes through, you know. We'll take the love and the message that they're giving to us, but we'll acknowledge them and then move on. Okay, they will absolutely understand. They just want to say hello. They just want to let you know that they're there for you, that they're supporting you, that they're aware that this is going on for you. And like, hey, look who I've got with me here. You know, I've got your person. I've brought them with me to say hello to you. Okay, so they're just opening up the energy. You know, when you're in a medium reading, always remember that your session is yours alone. Okay, you control it. So don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to tell your medium that you're, you know, you're willing to send love to these people who are coming through, but that you'd like to move on because you have someone else in mind. And it's absolutely fine to do that. And your medium would prefer it. I know I prefer it. Okay. Because sometimes I'll feel your energy drop and I'll think, okay, well, you know, they don't want to talk to this person. I'll move on. But your energy might drop because you're just emotional because this person has come through. So, you know, there's no reason why you can't just pipe up and say, oh, this is exactly who I was hoping would come through. Or, you know, this isn't who I was expecting. But, you know, is there a reason why he wanted to come through before we move on? You know, it's OK. You don't have to tell your medium why you want to move on or who this person is or any of that malarkey. Just control your reading. It's your session. Every medium will want it to be meaningful for you. So it's OK to speak up. You know, the vibration and the energy in your voice, it will only draw your loved ones closer to you. It won't scare them away. You know, take whatever spirit are giving you. They know you. Sometimes they know you better than you know yourself, to be fair. Okay. And knowing that they are still there for you, even after their physical death, might be just what your own spirit needs to hear at that moment in time. Like, there's a reason for everything. I don't believe that these things happen by coincidence or luck. I always believe that spirits know best. Okay, keep your energy upbeat and positive and we'll move on to the spirit or the spirits that you are looking to connect with. But it doesn't mean, you know, that we can't say hello. You know, thanks for popping in, Grandad or Uncle John or Auntie Josie or whatever it might be. Okay. Again, I say it, and I'll say it a million times more. It's all about energy. Okay, now, if you're listening to this podcast when it was released in March 2024, then, you know, you can take part in my Self-Love Amplifier module. Okay, I'm calling it Self-Love Amplifier. It's kind of a working title, but I'm going to be running it for 2 weeks from starting April 3rd, 2024. Now, this is the only time that this module will be offered as a standalone module outside of my mediumship program. Okay, so it's just going to be 2 weeks working with me on how to build your energy, to raise your vibration so that you can make that spiritual connection more meaningful for you. Okay, so this is going to be part of my mentorship program going forward. But just, you know, while I'm tweaking it, if you like, I'm offering it as a standalone program. Okay, so I'll put the link in the description box attached to this podcast here if you're listening in time to register. I also would like to point out here that it's not always people that come through unexpectedly. Okay. I remember some years ago, I was reading at someone's house. Okay. I used to do a lot of house parties years ago. So I'd go and I'd read maybe 6 or 8 people, you know, throughout the day. And a lady came into the room to me. Okay. She came in for her reading. And, you know, she closed the door and she sat down across from me. And immediately I heard scratching at the door. So I laughed and I asked her if her dog had followed her upstairs. And she looked at me as if, you know, as if I had two heads. You know, she thought I was mad, I'd say. But I just stood up and opened the door and this, like, cute as a button little dog ran in and sat under the table. Okay. And I was chatting away to this dog before I realized that the lady, she'd gone completely white. You know, she couldn't actually see this dog. And it turns out that it was actually the dog who had passed. And that was who she was hoping to connect with, you know, when she came for the reading that day. You know, the dog knew it. I didn't know it immediately. I'm not a mind reader. Okay, but the dog came in straight away. So, you know, even for me, you know, the majority of connections I make will be to your loved ones, you know, the ones that were human. But occasionally our animal loved ones would make an appearance too. You know, and I wasn't reading that long and I wasn't expecting it. And if someone had said to me, you know, can you connect with my dog before that, I'd probably have said no. But it's happened so many times since then. Okay. What I'm saying is don't allow anything to interfere with your energy. You know, sometimes the most random of people will pop in. You know, and some of you who've been following my Facebook page for a long time will remember this one. I was reading at a hotel in Waterford, in Ireland, several years ago. And I was on my last reading of the day, okay? And I opened the door to let my customer in and a spirit, you know, ran in practically behind her, okay? And he came around the table with me and I sat down in my chair. And if you can imagine this big guy, he was like hunkered down beside my chair. You know, the way guys will like hunker down, not kneeling down, but just hunkered on his heels. Now, he looked awful and he started to tell me some details about himself, okay? I was relaying them to the lady that was there. It meant nothing to her, okay? So I asked him to wait while I did the reading for the lady. And afterwards, I sat down for a few minutes and I got as much information from him as I could. Okay, so when I got home, I put a post up on my Facebook page. Some of you will recall seeing it. Okay, and I just asked, was there anybody from around that area or does this man sound familiar to anybody? I felt that he was connected to the Waterford area. And I got a reply pretty quickly. And it turned out that that man lived near the hotel and he had died by suicide just 6 days before I was there reading. Okay, and he needed to give a message to those people that he left behind. Okay, so this wasn't what my customer was expecting. Okay, but if we had allowed this to interfere with our energy, then there would have been no connection for anyone. Okay, for the lady or for that gentleman. Okay, but as it was, not only was I able to read for the customer who had pre-booked, I was also able to pass on an important message to the family of someone who was very, very recently deceased. Okay, so again, positive energy and total belief in the process. It makes everything possible, guys. Not just anything, but everything. Okay, everything is possible. You just need to believe. Okay, and that's where self-belief and the self-love amplifier comes in. Because if you don't raise your own energy, if you don't believe in your own energy, if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe in your capabilities, then how on earth can you expect to raise your vibration to a point where you can connect with spirit? Okay, you don't have to do it, but I'm just trying to explain that that is why I put together the self-love amplifier module, okay? Because people jump into trying to connect with spirit, okay? Even they come for readings maybe when they're not ready or, you know, they need to work on themselves first. So it's always a good thing to bear in mind. Okay, I feel like I'm rambling now. But I hope that what I'm trying to get across to you is very clear, okay? Be open to all spirit energy. Okay, there's lots of spirit energy around you. Just be open to it. There's a reason that they are making themselves known to you at that particular moment, at that particular time. Okay, guys, let me know if you have any questions on this topic. Okay, you can comment on any of my social media channels. You'll find all the links in the description box attached to this podcast here. Okay, you can also email me. Just go to my website, sandyburn.com, and you'll get all my contact details there as well. Okay, if you're enjoying the podcast, please, I'd really appreciate it if you left a thumbs up or a comment on whatever platform that you're listening to this podcast on. It might be Spotify, Apple, Google, whatever it is. Okay, it will help more people find my little podcast. Okay. So for now, I'm going to say goodbye and I will see you in the next episode of Life After Life. So until then, take care and stay safe. Discussing everything about-